Welcome to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week we explore a different aspect of music, be it albums, concerts, or even just the artists themselves. This week I have actually got two different things to show you. The first one is a bit shorter, but it is something that is very dear to my heart. A little while ago, my father sent me a message on Facebook saying, "Here, check these out." It was a couple of links to a couple of different songs on YouTube. And I clicked on the first one, and I immediately started to feel like I was about to cry. And I actually did shed a tear or two because of just how impactful it was. Not because of the quality of the recording, not because of the great vocals or the great music that was there, but purely because it was a man named Gene Gallimore, which was the stage name of my grandfather, Gene Kroc. Gene wanted to be a country singer probably more than anything. At least that's the way my father always talks about it. He wanted to be famous. He wanted to be known with people like Hank Williams. And he loved Hank Williams, but he never actually made it. He was one of these people who tried to be a country singer, but he didn't make anything of himself in the music industry. But he did a couple of good things. One, he ended up having a son who was my father, who inspired me as a musician and inspired me to continue studying music and learning as much as I can. But Gene only made a few things in his life that were recordings, and I had only heard one or two other recordings before this, which weren't really that great. But the two that I'm about to show you, which I believe were a side A and side B on the same record, for some reason, I listened to them, and they really just hit me hard. It was that sound of history that came flowing through my headphones that just really impacted me. And it affected me purely because of that history, that sound that I heard come from my grandfather many, many years ago that was laid down in a recording. That's real power there that music actually has. And most people don't fully grasp that. But for me, I would like to show you the first one is Gene Gallimore, Easy Way to Go. This song was recorded in 1962. I don't know the month, I just know the year. And you can hear that it really is a professional recording. They had good quality musicians in there and some good backup singers. And then, of course, my grandpa, Gene, coming in with these vocals. Leaving me alone. If I die tomorrow, I'm loving you too much. What an easy way to go. So you can tell there was kind of a love song, just some fun little lyrics that were in there. And that was the one that I first listened to when my father sent me the message. The second song is a little bit different. It's more of a storytelling kind of country song. And, you know, that pops up from time to time, especially in the old school country styles. But it's a song called The Battle of Murfreesboro.
Sleeping force men were creeping right up to their front door. When the battle was over, all the men and boys and locked him up in jail. 6 men more sentenced to die and gone for 7 shell might fail. The rebels charged in the early morn, caught the Yanks with their britches down. A bitter lesson was.
So there you go. That's Gene Gallimore, also known as Gene Kroc, my grandfather. And I'm still just amazed that I actually got to listen to it. And I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. Before we get on to part two, I would like to tell you about one of our sponsors. As far as I know, pretty much everybody can get everything on Amazon.com. I remember when they used to just sell books. But you can get practically everything on Amazon.com now. And I know for a fact that my wife uses it for practically everything we can. But if you go to followthesoundpodcast.com and you look on the right-hand corner, you will see an Amazon banner. If you click on that banner, it takes you to the Amazon website. And from there, you can shop. And a little bit of that comes back to help support the show, and we get to keep going on with these shows. So seriously, you can just go to the website, click on the banner. You can even save that page. Just save it to your favorites and then just keep going back to that. And then you can just shop. Doesn't affect you in any other way, but Amazon gives us a little bit of money just for you going through and shopping through our site. And frankly, I think it's a great little deal. So go ahead and help us out. Go to followthesoundpodcast.com. On the right-hand side, click on the Amazon banner, and then just shop. It's that simple. But on to part two of our show today. Not more country. I'm sorry. I don't have a good country one to do as of yet, but I am going to get a couple of albums soon and expand my horizons as far as some of the old school country albums go. And there are a lot of great ones. I know that much. I was halfway tempted to do a Ralph Stanley album due to his recent passing. But at the same time, I don't know. I couldn't come to make a decision on which one I actually wanted to do. But today, we are doing something a little bit different. As my father would say, this man comes from a place that directly influenced country music. And that place, of course, is Ireland. And frankly, if you listen to Irish folk music and you listen to bluegrass, you can tell there are very, very clear similarities between these two. Almost as if a bunch of Irish people moved to America and started playing their music here, then it suddenly became something else. Either way, the one that we're going to do today is Hozier, and it's his self-titled album, Hozier. Hozier showed up on the scenes a couple of years ago, and he took the internet by storm with his song Take Me to Church, this epic anthem of a song about, well, I'm sure most people didn't fully understand it, but really what it was is he explained it was about anybody who sort of oppresses somebody else. Like that was what he stated in an interview. And in the music video, it actually is a very specific point that he tries to make, and that is about gay marriage. But I know my wife heard Take Me to Church, and she saw a picture of Hozier, and she instantly loved his hair. Because this man has fabulous hair. If you ever get a chance, check out the pictures. I can't explain it. He's just got a great head of hair, and it's pretty long, too. The other thing I noticed about him was that he was quite tall. He was actually about 6'5", which is just an inch shorter than me. I actually have a picture of me standing next to him, and I am just a tiny little bit taller than him. And he was wearing boots, I believe, at the time. I don't know. I don't remember. But I thought he had something on to make him just a tiny bit taller. Hozier sort of came out of nowhere. He's the type of musician that you can tell he'd been playing guitar for a long time. He'd been singing for a long time. He'd been doing this whole thing. And then all of a sudden, you sort of fell into fame with one massive hit. But because of that one massive hit, we ended up getting his album. And he sold somewhere in the area of 500,000 albums in the U.S. alone, which is quite impressive. But this album made it to the top 10 charts on practically every major chart across the world. I think it made it to number 2 in the U.S. Billboard charts. So, without further ado, here we have Hozier's self-titled album. My lover's got humor. The first song on the list is obviously Take Me to Church.
Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I've
You can hear in the background those low vocals, and it's very dark and commanding. And then he gets to this amen part.
And me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death. The good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship like a dog.
You can hear it's got these really hard-hitting chords and this really powerful chorus behind it. The lyrics to me are almost like he could be singing practically anything and I would enjoy this song. It's just he's really good at conveying those emotions that he wants to convey. And he's, of course, performed this song practically everywhere now and different award ceremonies and different live shows. It's a good song. It's extremely well written. But let's get on to the next one. This song is called The Angel of Small Death and the Codeine Scene.
I watch the work of my kin, bold and boyful.
On this one, you can really hear his blues influences in the guitar part. And just the way his vocals come in.
Shaking the wings of their terrible youth. Freshly disowned in some frozen devotion. No more alone or myself could I be. Lurks like a stray to the arms that were open. No shortage of sordid, no protest from me.
That's sort of the thing that I really enjoy about this album is that he utilizes rhythm a lot more in everything. A lot of things that I like have sort of an underlying tone to them or a sustained sort of note, but he really likes to use the rhythm to emphasize certain words, and it's great. Now probably for my favorite song on the album, Jackie and Wilson.
So tired trying to see from behind the red in my eyes. No better version of me I could pretend to be.
Got that good sort of rock feel to it, and this hard-hitting guitar again, and then this well-written melody that that Hozier comes up with. But the reason why I love this song, though, is purely because of the chorus. I think the chorus is honestly one of the best written choruses in the last few years. Just give it a listen.
Save me, call me baby, from the
So that great chorus with the choir in the background, and finishing with that last line, "We'll name our children Jackie and Wilson and raise them on rhythm and blues." The funniest part for me is that I know the crowd that was at the first show that I went to where I saw him, and those kids have no clue who Jackie Wilson is, and that cracked me up. They're there singing along, "We'll raise our children Jackie and Wilson, raise them on rhythm and blues," and I was just cracking up because I know for a fact that those kids have no clue who Jackie Wilson is. But I digress. There's my old man syndrome kicking in a little bit. Next song on the list is Someone New. It's kind of a weird breakup song, actually, in my opinion. Starts out with that cello part, which is just being plucked, and then the guitar coming in. Very simple chord progression going back and forth. But it just cracks me up. This is like a song basically saying, well, you know, you knew that I was this kind of guy, so just accept it. But it's still a good song. I mean, it's not my favorite on the album, but it's just a good song. And any stranger I choose, would things be easier if there was a right way? Honey, there is no right way. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. There's an art to life. Up next is the song "To Be Alone." Once again, going back to these blues-type roots that Hozier has. Funny, for an Irish guy, he's definitely got these blues roots, and it's kind of cool, actually. That's the greatest thing about this album, is that it's Hozier balancing between his Irish and this rock and these blues and soul and just mixing it all together and coming up with something amazing. With folks around, when they're playing the anthems of rape culture loud, crude and proud, creatures baying, all I've ever done is hide from our times. When you're near me, honey, when you kill the lights and kiss my eye, I feel like a person for a moment of my life. But you don't know what hell you. One of the things I like about this song, though, is that the pre-chorus goes to that cut time feel. It's just a clever little thing to do. It grows from you to feel your. In arms I'd never use. It's the God that heroine prays to. It feels good, girl, it feels good. It feels good, girl, it feels good. It feels good, girl, it feels good. Oh, to be alone with you. So once again, it's just this really powerful chorus going into this other part, and the vocals in the background doing that higher soprano part. It's like, it's just a great song. But at the same time, it's quite dark. Like, everything that he does can't just be straightforward. It's got to be an edge. It's got to have something different to it that he's got to sing about that's not normal. And that's what makes it interesting. Up next is probably my wife's favorite song. It's called "From Eden." You can hear the song is actually in 5/4. It's a very uncommon time, but when you can nail it, you can nail it, and he does. Once again, it's these deep lyrics sort of hidden in this happy, catchy tune. It's just great. Next song is called In a Week, featuring Karen Cowley. It's one of the more Irish songs on the album, but I love Irish music, so I like this song. As you could listen, the first part of the song, it's got those little elements of blues that are just sort of thrown in there. Little ways that he sings the song that just sounds like it comes from the Delta of the Mississippi. But then the chorus comes in and it sounds like it's straight from the heartland of Ireland. It's an amazing combination, really.
The insects have made their claim. I'd be home with you. I'd be home with you.
Next up is a song called Sedated. I know this song has been played on a ton of TV shows. Obviously, this is a song about drugs.
Just a
So you can hear that little piano playing in the background on the high end. Then it's got the drums pounding on the toms. It's a very simple intro.
Any way to distract and sedate. Adding shadows to the walls of the cave. You and I, nursing all the poison that never stung.
Next song is called The Work Song. You can hear the vocalists singing along. You can hear those interesting drums. I'm not entirely sure what they even are. But once again, it's got this blues and soul feel to it. I don't know how he comes up with this kind of stuff, actually.
Boys walking on empty. Is that the kind of way to face the burning heat? I just think about my baby. I'm so full of love I could barely eat. There's nothing sweeter than my baby. I'd never want once from the cherry tree. 'Cause my baby, sweet as can be, she'd give me two fakes just from kissing me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her.
Up next is Like Real People Do. Once again, more blues and Irish just fused together. You can hear that banjo and the guitar going. It's just a great little intro. Like about this is when he performs this song live, the smoke and the lights and the way that the people come in the background when they sing that high part just is kind of breathtaking. I mean, like, it causes those little bumps to appear on your skin. It's just a great thing to witness.
In some sad way, I already know. I will not ask.
Next song is It Will Come Back. More blues. Hey, that's the reason why I like this song or this album so much, is because of the sheer amount of blues influence that he has and introducing this type of style to a newer generation. He does play this slide guitar. I've watched him do it. It's kind of cool. That this song is about leaving love alone to see if it actually, like, is meant to be. But once again, it's sung in this fashion that's just kind of dark, and it's got this edge to it. But, you know, it's what makes it special.
Then smile at me like that. You know better, babe. You know better, babe.
This next one is called Foreigner's God. And in the chorus, you'll figure out why.
Foreigner's
really have a whole lot more to say about this song, so we'll just move on to the next one. Once again, another great representation of Irish music. A little bit of bluesiness underneath it, but I really like this song, and he's done it live, I know, and it still just kills me. It's just great. It's called Cherry Wine.
Eyes and words are so icy, oh, but she burns like rum on a fire. Hard and fast and angry as she can be, I walk my days on a wire. It looks ugly, but it's clean. Oh, mama, don't fuss over me. The way she tells me I'm hers and she is mine. Open hand or closed fist, would be fine. The blood is rare and sweet as cherry wine.
And so that is Hozier's self-titled album, and frankly I think it's a masterwork. I'm not entirely sure what he's going to do in the future. I don't know if he'll ever have another major hit, but I can guarantee you this, that if he comes back to St. Louis, I am certainly going to see him again. He's kind of become one of these artists that I will just want to follow them for the rest of their career, just to see the artistry that they can create. Yeah, he may not have a huge hit like Take Me to Church Again, but he will still produce something that I know to be amazing. And that's just the way I believe it goes. So hopefully you enjoyed Hozier's self-titled album. Lord knows I did, even if I feel I am overshadowed by his hair. And my wife, while she likes my hair, his hair is just leaps and bounds better than mine. But, you know, and that man can rock a man bun probably better than any other person I've seen, with the exception of Matt Corby. Matt Corby can rock a man bun extremely well. And I'll probably review Matt Corby's album here in the upcoming future, just because he actually released his first album a couple months ago, and I've been listening to it. But before we close out the show, I just wanted to tell you about another sponsor of ours. You can go to audibletrial.com/followthesound and get a free audiobook from their massive, massive selection. I actually use Audible. Every single month, I get a new credit and a new audiobook. This month, I am going through Brandon Sanderson's Words of Radiance, which is this epic fantasy novel. And the audiobook is actually like 48 hours long, which means that I get to cover it over an entire month's worth of trips into work. And yeah, it's simply an amazing feat of writing. And I love it. It's probably the best modern fantasy story, in at least in the last 16 years. I will say that much. I know a lot of people get onto Game of Thrones or you know, anything from Tolkien, but Sanderson has this way of writing that is really great. And then with the audiobook form of it, Michael Kramer and Kate Redding do an amazing job bringing the characters in the book to life. So that would be my recommendation if you are a big fan of fantasy novels. If not, you can go to audibletrial.com/followthesound and find a book that you happen to enjoy. But Lord knows, I love my Audible account, and I've had it for years and years, and so I hope you could go in and enjoy that with me as well. So thanks for listening to Follow the Sound. Of course, I am your host, Brian Kroc, and I truly do love doing this show. It makes me happy to introduce other people to different albums that they may not have listened to, or maybe listen to an album that they hadn't listened to in a long time, or maybe listen to an album that, you know, they'd heard one or two songs on but never listened to the rest of it. And I can't tell you how many times I found just amazing songs on an album that has like one hit, and the song that I truly love is not the one hit that was on the album. But that's the way record labels work. They put forth the album that will, they put forth the single that will, you know, be liked by the lowest common denominator. But I like different things. So I know I gave you two different examples today, and you can follow both of them. But remember, if you hear it, follow the sound.